Psalm 119.
I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your promise, that I may live, and let me not be put to shame in my hope. Hold me up, that I may be safe and have regard for your statutes continually. You spurn all who go astray from your statutes, for their cunning is in vain. All the wicked of the earth you discard like dross. Therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments.
Today's devotion: living out God's word. This section of Psalm chapter 119, verse 113 to 120, exhorts how a believer can live out the word of God in this world that has different values from the Bible. Synonyms of scriptures appear in every verse throughout this psalm.
A law, a word, a commandments, a promise, a statutes, a testimonies, and judgments.
The psalmist begins in verse 113 by using two contrasting words, hate and love, to express his attitudes. These terms do not imply absolute and extreme emotional responses, but rather, it is a deliberate comparison between the double-minded whom the writer rejects and God's word which he adheres. In the context of this psalm, the evildoers and those who go astray from your statutes may not refer to those who are not the people of God. Instead, they are likely to also know God, but yet choose not to keep his commandments and went away from his statutes. These are the individuals whom the psalmist describes as double-minded. According to BibleHub.com dictionary, the Hebrew meaning of double-minded describes inner division, thoughts or loyalties split in two directions. It evokes the image of a branch that forks, picturing a mind that wavers between commitment to the Lord and alternate paths. The concept goes beyond mere doubt. It signals a settled state of inconsistency that renders genuine obedience impossible. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21, Elijah warned Israel for hovering between two opinions, and in Hosea chapter 10, verse 2, Hosea rebuked the nation for having a divided heart. These two cross-references are but some other examples of how God's people need to live out God's word when we faced with the threats from the world around us. These may come in the form of pressures from our parents, children, school, working place, church, or even friends. Unlike some places in other countries, we live in an affluent society where our basic needs of food, water, and shelter are very well provided. The challenges faced by Christians here concern how we can continue to trust God and make decisions that do not compromise biblical values. Dear brothers and sisters, you may be in a dilemma right now that is tempting you to be double-minded in wherever you are, at home, school, work, or church. Pause and pray to God for wisdom and peace to make a decision that pleases God in according to his loving and perfect will. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I love you and I reverentially fear you as the God of my life. Like the psalmist, please help me to love your word and keep your commandments. I commit this dilemma that I am facing right now to you. Pray and tell God what you are going through in details. May you guide and lead me in Jesus' name. Amen.